USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As coronavirus cases continue to increase across the country, some states are imposing lockdowns once again. California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom imposing a new regional stay-at-home order that focuses on hospitalizations. It breaks the state into five regions, and when one falls below 15% ICU capacity, more stringent lockdowns are imposed in that region. The new lockdowns also mean no indoor and outdoor dining, which has many business owners at wit's end.
We've invested in changing and adapting our business to be pandemic friendly, and then, you know, the changes come again.
That's Heyrun Coffee Shop owner Tony Thorne. Protests against police brutality are turning into riots. Demonstrators smashing in store windows and setting cars on fire. At least two dozen people have been arrested. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A win for President Trump in federal appeals court. Jeremy Scott reports from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau.
The Trump administration has been given the green light to divert $3.6 billion from military construction projects to build a border wall, one of his top 2016 campaign promises. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled 2-1 on Friday that El Paso County and the nonprofit Border Network for Human Rights did not have the standing to do so. This overturns a lower court ruling. President-elect Joe Biden says he intends to end the wall. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The NFL is updating its COVID-19 protocols as the league enters the last month of the regular season. A memo sent to all teams said in-person meetings are prohibited for 2 days after game days. In addition, it also lifted a previous restriction that limited the number of players who could travel to a game at 62. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
As Joe Biden continues to announce new members to his administration, last week we heard from President-elect Biden about the new economic team coming in. Biden confirming that Janet Yellen will be his nominee for Treasury Secretary. As far as what we can expect under a Biden administration, Dan Geltrude is a certified public accountant. He tells USA Radio News.
A Biden administration is promising higher taxes. So let's take them at their word that that's what they're going to do. When a politician is promising to raise taxes, I always say believe them. Now, what will stop that is a Republican Senate. So split government will put us in a position of basically everything being stagnant. It should mean compromise, but it won't. It will mean just nothing gets done. And that is probably a good thing as far as the economy goes. However, if you do have a Democratic Congress, I think there will be significant taxes put in place. I don't think it will only be tax the rich and tax corporations. I think there will be unintended consequences that will spill out to other areas.
More news can always be found online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.